Our first speaker is going to talk to us about a quick trust tax tutorial. Eric Reese is an assistant professor of law at UNT Dallas. He also practices to a limited extent in Holland and Knight's Dallas office, where he focuses on novel or unusually complex matters related to estate planning, probate, charitable plan giving, and tax-exempt organizations. Please welcome Eric Reese, so he can talk to us about a quick trust tax tutorial.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's nice to see you all. I am keenly aware that I am the first speaker of the day, which means that everybody here had a choice. You could decide whether you would come here and learn about tax law for 45 minutes, or you could have slept in. And y'all are the proud weirdos who decided it would be better to come learn about tax law. And that's great. You are my kind of weird, you are my kind of people, and I really appreciate you being here this morning. And we'll give the folks a hard time who come sneaking in the back at 9:14 to hear Clyde, right? Gotta mention that to them. So before we begin, I wanted to get a sense of where everybody is and make sure I know what you're coming into this presentation with. And I have some guesses, but I want to see if my guesses are right. So just a show of hands, how many people here have either prepared a trust income tax return or more likely reviewed a trust income tax return? Okay, so there's actually a decent number of folks, but of course a lot of people haven't. So probably the majority of people haven't. For those of you who haven't reviewed a return, do you feel like, and I realize this is very subjective, but do you feel like you are coming into this with some general understanding of trust income tax, or are you starting basically from basics? So show of hands, how many people feel like they already have a decent grounding in trust income tax? Okay, so good number of people are raising their hands. A lot of people aren't, and that's fine. I'm going to give this presentation on the assumption that everybody's starting from scratch. I'm going to try to make this just sort of a high-level review, a general, overview of the rules in this area. I am not going to try to make you tax lawyers in 45 minutes. That's not going to work. I also have more slides than I really expect to get to, and that's fine. That's intentional. I have a lot of sort of a grab bag of probably less important topics towards the end that I can drop. And I mention that because I want you to feel comfortable going ahead and asking questions along the way. Don't worry about whether I'm going to cover what I want to cover, because I'm already planning to drop stuff. And that's baked into my presentation. I'd rather you get what I'm saying as we're going along than be lost and not have this be as valuable to you as I want it to be. All right. So let's talk about the universe of trust that we're dealing with. For this presentation, I'm only concerned with the trust that we create in an estate planning practice or a special needs practice. Trust for family members, maybe a friend, maybe a companion or spouse. So we're not going to worry about charitable trusts. We're not going to worry about pension trusts. We're not going to worry about any special trust like that, just the trusts that are in our universe as estate planners and special needs planners. And in that universe, we have two types of trusts for tax purposes. There are grantor trusts, and there are non-grantor trusts. A grantor trust is essentially ignored for income tax purposes. I say essentially because there's an occasional issue that comes up, but for most income tax purposes, it isn't there. When you have something that's a grantor trust, you treat the assets and income of that trust for income tax purposes as if they were owned by somebody else, typically as if they were owned by the grantor of the trust. occasionally, we'll talk about this later, as if they were owned by a beneficiary of the trust.